In a classroom with wall-to-wall whiteboards, sixth graders draw concept maps about school supplies, shoe design, and women's rights in Nepal. Their principal, Darren Elwine, plays pop music to help boost creativity. This is all part of a new class based on a model from Stanford University called Design Thinking. Carla Didi team teaches the class with Darren Elwine. They both visited Stanford a few years ago. Didi says there they learned the approach firsthand.
What does it look like to, you know, empathize with your user and define a problem, ideate solutions to that problem, prototype, so actually create your solutions and then test them out and then continually go through that process.
After visiting Stanford, Didi noticed how empathetic her middle school students are towards problems in the world. That gave her an idea.
Can we give them a structure or a process that they could use in order to do just that, to change the world, solve problems?
That's how they started a class they call Idea Foundry. Every 6 weeks, a new group of sixth graders learns how to use the design thinking model. Each group starts with something they all know well.
So what we actually ask them to look at the first go-around is, how can you make our school better?
Students ask their peers questions about what they like about school and the problems they have. They bring up some basic things like not being able to get into their locker. But it also teaches kids how to be deliberate as they approach a problem through empathy and listening.
And from there, they kind of get a picture about who their user is. And in this case, they actually are their own user as well, because they're a learner at our school.
Once they grasp the basic steps, students choose their own project. Then students reach out to experts in the field. Once they've defined the problem, they work on solutions.
The whole philosophy we have is yes and. There is no such thing as a bad idea. If we have an idea, we're not going to say yes, but that just shuts it down. Instead, we want the kids to learn how to say yes and what about this too?
That's where the whiteboards and concept maps come in. Sixth graders Ava Kinghorn and Ireland Brano look at notes on their iPads while they brainstorm. The words Nepalese women are at the center of their concept map. They've added notes about immigration and the large population of Nepalese immigrants in Sioux Falls. Ava says they combined each other's interests into one project.
We wrote down ideas we wanted to do projects on, and Ireland was interested in women's rights, and I was also kind of interested in foreign countries, so we put those together.
Ireland says they've reached out to a couple of experts.
We have a social worker for the Harrisburg, and we also contacted, but they haven't contacted us back, the Multicultural Center of Sioux Falls, where we might be able to have a live interview with a Nepalese woman.
Many of the experts are surprised to hear from 11 and 12-year-olds, and some even think it's a prank. But once they start interacting with the students, Darren Elwine says,
I mean, they love it. And it's really even better when those people, when they're talking to the kids, they reinforce just being creative and being able to think in a different way.
Some students need help narrowing a broad topic down to a manageable level. Abigail Rose Bowl is concerned about pollution. The movie WALL-E inspired her to do something that can help the planet.
We couldn't do what the people on WALL-E do. We can't live in space.
But global pollution is a big problem to solve. A conversation with teacher Carla Didi helps uncover a new approach.
I'm trying to make littering stop. Like, the person I'm going to be talking to about it is, like, the Harrisburg City Council.
Abigail will ask council members how she can help fight littering in their own community. Carla Didi says each student takes their own unique spin on the class. About half choose passion projects that they want to research. The rest look for problems they can solve. This class follows a growing effort to make learning more practical for when students leave the classroom. Didi says classes like Idea Foundry help students delve deeper into their core subjects. For instance, students researching global warming learn science. But the ultimate goal reaches beyond test scores.
We don't know what kind of job they're going to have in the future, so we want them to be able to think for themselves and to problem solve and to get some of those skills as well to back up that content that they have, so they know that maybe there isn't a solution out there, but maybe they're the person that's going to invent that solution instead.
After talking with their expert, students Ireland Brano and Ava Kinghorn say they have even more people to contact.
The Lutheran Social Services was to talk to more social workers, and then the Nepali Glory Church was to talk to some Nepalese people. So.
Yeah, and she gave us more connections, like with their personal phone numbers for the Multicultural Center.
The girls plan their next phase, making a website to display all the information they gather about the challenges Nepalese immigrant women might face. Principal Darren Elwine says using this kind of approach to problem solving gives students a new way to learn.
And make it more learner empowered, which really is the basis of this class. It's empowering them to be able to drive their own learning, but they're still learning.
And they're learning how to focus on something they care about. Carla Didi notes that middle schoolers can be very passionate and serious.
It's just really cool to see the kids get excited about that and to know that, hey, I'm making a difference and this really does matter. It's not just something I'm doing for a grade in a class, but it has a greater meaning.
And that meaning will help these students become productive adults in a future they are only beginning to define. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry in Harrisburg.